Hi, good everybody, and welcome here from Grainfield, where we have our first Oberlin Red Devil broadcast of the 2024 season, as it's the Oberlin Lady Red Devils taking on the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks in Game 1 of the Thunderhawk Triangular. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Sam Knoll. Thank you for joining us. Do have a score to report along to you. The Oberlin JV team got the win against the Wheatland Grinnell JV team just a second ago, 2-1, and now the Oberlin varsity team and the Wheatland Grinnell varsity team have made their way out on the floor, going through their warm-ups, and another season of Oberlin Lady Red Devil Volleyball is here, and man, have we been waiting around for it. Oberlin coming off of a season in which they went 13-23 last season, but felt like they have a lot of momentum heading their way into 2024 after the Lady Red Devils would reach the sub-state semifinals just 2 games away from the state tournament, and they would lose to Stockton 2-1, 25-15, winning the second set 25-22, but losing the third 25-22 in a back-and-forth, closely contested match after they upset number 2 seed Rock Hills in the first round, 2-0, 25-17, 25-21. So a lot of momentum for this Oberlin Lady Red Devils squad, and we'll see if they can capture some of that today. As for Wheatland Grinnell, coming off of another successful season under head coach Shannon Foster, as the Thunderhawks last year went 32-10, making it all the way to the state tournament, where they would fall in the pool play round, losing to Hanover 2-1, Lebo 2-0, and Buckland 2-1. So they could not advance on into the bracket play side of things down there in Emporia last season. But Wheatland Grinnell, if they don't make it to the state tournament, it is a long season for them, essentially, is how it's been, as they have made the state tournament each of the last 4 seasons and looking to make it 5 here this year as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we sit down with Lady Red Devil Volleyball head coach Lindsay Fortin. She gives us all her thoughts. The interview was from about a week ago, right after the first couple of days of camp. So that's why maybe some of the phrasing and stuff like that, getting you geared up for today, might be a little bit different. But we'll take a break and get you to that interview, and then come back and we'll have first serve here from Grainfield. It's Lady Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Grainfield. Just about set and ready to go for today's match between the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks and the Oberlin Lady Red Devils. Wheatland Grinnell going through their serving routines right now, and then Oberlin will be making their way back out there. I guess Oberlin already did, and then they'll retreat back to the huddles, and then we'll be set and ready to go here for our first match of the day between Oberlin and Wheatland Grinnell. Should be a good one. These two teams know each other pretty well, as you do, being this close to each other, just about an hour in between Oberlin and Grainfield, and so they see each other a lot. Saw each other 3 times last season, Oberlin did, once in Hoxie, once in Grainfield, and then once in Colby in the NWKL tournament, and Wheatland Grinnell was able to get the best of Oberlin all 3 times, but 2 of the 3 matches went in the 3 sets, and the one last year where these two teams faced off to start the season went into 3 sets as well, with Wheatland Grinnell walking away with a win at 2-1, losing the first set 25-23, but then Wheatland Grinnell would come back to win 25-20, 25-15 to bring it home. All right, the Oberlin Lady Red Devils today wearing the red jerseys. They have a little gray striping down the side. White numbers, red Lady Devils scripted across the back, white numbers etched in black, and the Thunderhawks will be wearing the black uniforms with the white numbers etched in blue and a little Thunderhawk there underneath. And then across the front, they have Thunderhawks scripted there, the Red Devils going with the gray pants, and the Thunderhawks going with the black and black coloring. All right, we are set and ready to go for our first match of the 2024 season. As the Red Devils and the Thunderhawks, they run through, shake everybody's hands up front there, and then each of the subs will retreat back to the sidelines, and now the Lady Red Devils will bring in Jenna Fortin as the libero. The Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks do not have a libero. And they do. Now, finally, there, LeBaire will be wearing a little lighter blue color. The Red Devils, Jenna Fortin, wearing the all-whites. Red Devils won the toss, so they will serve first. It'll be Elsie Larson back there to serve. Elsie got a lot of playing time in her freshman season last year. And we are still waiting as they were making a couple of more subs over there. All right, we're set and ready to go. Larson to serve it up, and the first serve is in to the back row. Now they go up towards the 10-foot line. Back outside, here's Bixman. Puts it off the back row with Ketchel to the outside. Big swing here, Shelby Weigel. It'll be tipped off the top of the blocks, then pushed back over by L.C. Larson. Back to the outside, big swing here. Bixman for the Thunderhawks. Out of the back row for Fortin. Now gives it up left pin here for Weigel. Almost hit it long. Saved by Olivia Ball. Now back up to the 10-foot line. Bixman, just with a rollover shot, is able to put it down for her first kill of the game. And Natalie Bixman has got one, and it's a 1-0 lead here for the Thunderhawks. So Wheatland Grinnell, 32-10 last season, state tournament appearance for the fourth straight year, trying to make it five here under legendary head coach Shannon Foster. Under the back row for Ketcher on the left side. They give it up to Weigel. Left pin again. Rolls over the back row for Ball. Up to the 10-foot line. Outside left pin here for Bixman. Bixman sends it to the back row. L. Larson over to Weigel again. Picked up there by Bixman. They'll go back set this time over to Beckman. And Beckman will send it long. Attack error number one for the Thunderhawks, and we're tied back up at one apiece with Jenna Fortin back to serve. And Fortin's first serve goes into the back row. Great pickup by the Thunderhawks. Way outside of the left pin. This time, Bixman puts it off the blocks there. Great block by Weigel to go back to her. This one's blocked in the middle there by Bradley Minnick. Minnick using her size to kind of scare it away from the middle. They try to go back to the outside, and instead it'll roll off of the hands of the Thunderhawks' Jocelyn Perez down for a point. And the Red Devils have an early 2-1 lead, and almost sniffing it right in there in front of Perez was Fortin. Now Minnick down the middle. Kaboom! Make it 3-1, and Riley Minnick gets her first point of the contest. So Riley Minnick with a big kill there at 159 of them last season. Perez bumps it up to the libero. They'll go outside to Bixman. A rollover shot. Fortin there to bump it up to Larson. Back set Weigel from the right pin. Going right to left. Almost got it to go. Back out to Bixman again. She puts it off the top of the blocks. Now Fortin with a back set from the back row to Ketchrell. Rolls it over to the top. Into the back for Chaney. Chaney on a free ball. Over. Picked up by Larson. Tough shot here for Ketchrell. Puts it to the back row. Here come the Thunderhawks. Bixman over the top of the blocks. But a great stab of the back row by Rodriguez. The outside Ketchrell. She tries to put it down. It'll go off the hands of Gudik out of bounds, and the Red Devils take a 4-1 lead to start the contest. So down 1-0. It's now been four straight points for the Red Devils, and the Thunderhawks are trying to regroup. Shannon Foster kind of out of her seat there, trying to get them pumped up. Lindsay Fortin really liking what she's seeing. Out of the back row for Perez. Sets it up towards the middle. Right back to Perez. Down the middle. And she's able to get it past Rodriguez. And down for a point on the right in the right corner to make it 4-2. So Red Devils still in front here by two. Bixman will come out. Checking in for her will be Brielle Hanna. Thunderhawks still, even though they're somewhat young, very senior heavy. Into the back row for Rodriguez. Larson with the bump set towards the 10-foot line. Ketchrell rolls it over. Goes off the hands of the Thunderhawks. Hanna, who just came in, is able to get it to the libero Chaney. She sends it over to free ball. 10-foot line here for Larson to Ketchrell. She tries to go to the right corner and sends it too long. Attack here, number one for the Red Devils, and make it 4-3. So the three-point lead down to one just like that. And the Thunderhawks trying to make this a tie ball game here with Hanna back to serve for her second try. And Hanna lobs it up. Nice little spin serve. Minnick digs it out. Now over to Ketchrell from the 10-foot line. Throws it down with authority, but kept alive there to the outside. Running it down is Gudik. She tried to wrap it around the antenna. No way she was going to be able to do it. It'll go out of bounds and make it 4-4. So they've actually got it 5-3 now. And that is the correct score. 5-3. Here's Minnick. Puts it over into the back left corner for Gudik to Chaney. Gets it back to Gudik trying to push it over there on the run. And instead goes directly into the net and make it 6-3. Haven't seen a lot of kills yet. just been a lot of mistakes from either side. It's week one. That's understandable as Riley Minnick has a service error. Red Devils last season, 176 service errors. 88.5% serve percentage. Did have 199 aces on the season. Perez lobs it over. Great dig right there by Ketrell, but she sent it towards the right, and Larson was on the left side awaiting the pass, and instead it goes off her hands and out of bounds, and make it 6-5. So Red Devils still with the lead, 6-5 here in set number one. Perez back to serve, sends a lob serve up there for Ketrell just behind the 10-foot line. Larson the back set to Minnick, who puts it out of the net. Attack here, number two. And I'm sure we're going to see a little bit of that from the Red Devils this season, where they try to go with the back set to Minnick from the back row to get a back row kill. That time it doesn't work, and we're knotted up at 6 apiece. Minnick with a dig to Larson outside Rodriguez on the left pin. Dug out there for the Thunderhawks. Ball in the middle. Now two hands swats it over. Larson with the back set to the back row. Minnick down with authority. Perez with a great dig. Then pushing it back over is Shelby Weigel, and she'll get herself a block and a kill and make it 7-6. So the Red Devils with a one-point lead. It's been as many as three here in set number one. And back to serve for the Red Devils is Jory Fortin. Fortin pulling double duty on the JV team as well. Into the back row. Great dig right there by Bigsman. Gets it to the outside. Gudik on the left pin. Now sends it up to Fortin, who will set it up outside, but she will go over the crossover line and make it 7-7. And that's just a tough way to go there if you're Fortin, as that ball was pushed up really tight. Nothing she could really do with it. First serve here for Cheney, knotted up at 7. Into the back row, and Fortin ducks out of the way. Jenna does anyway. Right at the last second, it'll go down as a service error and put the Red Devils in front, 8-7. A great job by Jenna, just kind of ducking out of the way at the last second. 8-7, set number one. McCaden Ketrell lobs it over to Cheney in the back right corner. Bump set up, and now Rodriguez tries to tap it back over. Ball then forces it back over. I think Lindsey Fortin was wanting a little bit of a lift or a grab of some sort. Instead, they don't say anything. So ball will get the kill. And this one goes over the top of Rodriguez into the back. That'll be an ace for Gudik, and it'll make it 9-8. So a once 8-7 lead is now 9-8. Gudik back to serve again. Puts into the back row. Ketrell with a dig. Bump set here from Fortin. Tried to get it to Larson. She was going up against ball right there, so she's going to just try to tap it over the top of her. Instead, maybe that size got into her head a little bit, and it's an attack here for the Red Devils, and so now they're down by 2 at 10-8. Gudik again, this one in the back row. Minnick rolls off of her arms. Fortin is able to keep it alive on a free ball to ball. They'll go back to her down the middle. Comes down with authority. And I think Rodriguez was able to get a piece of it, but instead Ball puts it down. And just like that, like we're used to seeing, Olivia Ball with two kills, making 11-8. Time out of the floor. We'll take one with them. It's Wheatland Grinnell 11, Oberlin 8 here in set one on 101.1 KFNF. Set number one, 11-8. Wheatland Grinnell in front, coming out of the Oberlin Red Devil timeout. Olivia Ball down the middle. Olivia Ball, and she sends it wide this time. So attack here number three, according to my calculations, for the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks. Makes it 11-9. Rodriguez with a long serve to the back row. Cheney bumped up front here for Bixman. Puts it off the top of the tape. Tapped around up there a couple of times. Riley Lippelman was up there along with Jory Fortin. Each of them didn't really know what to do with it. Instead, he goes off of one of them out of bounds, and it makes it 12-9. So Olivia Ball will check out, checking in. Adrian Harabi. And the first serve for her goes into the back row. Fortin digs it out in the right corner. Was going to go in. Minnick now puts it over on a free ball. Tapped up by Perez. Set to the outside. Picks him it down the line. And into the left corner. So Natalie Bixman with her second kill of the night. Make it 13-9. Wheatland Grinnell kind of on the lower end of kills. Only 989 last year, especially for a state tournament team, as that one will go out of bounds. Service error number two. And make it 13-10, excuse me. Compared that to Hoxie. Hoxie right around 1,100 mark last year. So certainly a little bit different. But where they made up for it is in the serve receive and the digs. 1,736 digs. That's 17.9% last season. So they're going to stick at rallies is what Wheatland Grinnell loves to do. Perez with a nice set to the outside. Bixman from the 10-foot line trying to roll it over. Puts it into the back row. It'll go out of bounds. Number four on the day, attack air-wise anyway, for the Thunderhawks to make it a two-point game again. Larson back to serve. Larson lobs it up into the back row. Gudik is able to dig it out. Here's a bump set down the middle. Perez off the top of the tape. And they'll say four hits called on the Thunderhawks. So make it 13-12. Red Devils sticking around. And like I mentioned, two of the three matches last year against Wheatland Grinnell for the Lady Red Devils went to three sets. Off the top of the tape, dug out by Gudik, outside Bixman, left pin off the top of the tape there. Kept alive by the Lady Red Devils, down the middle, Briley, Minnick goes with a tip and puts it into the front left corner, and she's able to get it. Great job right there by Briley Minnick. That'll be kill number two for her and make it 13-13. Red Devils down but not out. Here's the serve to the back row. Gudik was trying to just set it up, and instead she gets called for a lift, and the Red Devils have come all the way back to take the lead, 14-13. Timeout on the floor taken by Shannon Foster. We'll take one with her. Red Devils 14-13, set number one here at 101.1 KFNF. So it's a Red Devils 6-0 run, and they have now climbed their way back into the lead, 14-13 here in set number one. LC Larson lobs it up into the back row for Cheney. Sets it up outside. Here comes Bixman off the top of the blocks. Now Larson from behind the 10-foot line. Outside Weigel, left pin. Blocked up front there. Tap back over. Minnick keeps it alive. They'll give it back to her down the middle. She has it blocked by Perez. And they'll say that Minnick was the last one to touch it, so it'll be a four-ball hit violation, and to make it 14-14 here in set number one. So the Red Devils 6-0 run comes to a close. Back to serve, Emily Heyer here for the Thunderhawks. Give it to the back left corner, down the middle, Bradley Minnick, big swing. Ball able to keep it alive in the back row to the outside. They have to send it over on a free ball, and the Red Devils weren't expecting it. Larson and Ketrell were standing right next to each other, and then Larson kind of bailed at the last second. Ketrell, I think, thought she was going to get it, and instead lands on the hardwood to make it 15-14. Thunderhawks back in front. You could say a little bit halfway through this first set. Heyer with a big serve to the back left corner for Ketrell. Larson with a bump set outside left pin here for Weigel. Rolls it off the top of the blocks to the outside. Big swing, Bixman from the left pin. Takes it off the top of the tape. Larson keeps it alive to the middle here for Weigel. Just has to send it over on a free ball to the libero. Back to the downs. Down the middle this time for Perez off the blocks. Then off of Ketrell down for a kill for Jocelyn Perez, her first, and make it 16-14. Thunderhawks back in two. So the Red Devils were up 14-13. Now a 3-0 run for the Thunderhawks gives them a two-point lead. Here's the serve from Heyer to Rodriguez. Dives for it, able to get it. Briley Minnick with a bump set outside. Riley Lippelman puts it down the right line and in. Riley Lippelman putting a little bit of spin on that one to get it to go. A little dipsy-do. How about that one to make it 16-15? So the Red Devils just down by one now. Jenna Fortin, the trusty libero, back to serve. Lobs it up out of the back left corner. Great dig out there. Gudik. Now they go back to Bixman. Lobs it up over the top of everybody. Rodriguez digs it out. Now they give it out to Ketrell here on the left pin. She gets it right at Bixman. They'll give it back to Bixman on the left pin again. Rodriguez almost sends it off the top of the backboard there of the basketball hoop. And Minnick able to send it over in a free ball. Back to Perez. Down the middle. Sends it to the right. And it lands in. Thought it might be wide, but the line judge says it's in. Perez with her second kill. And to make it 17-15. Thunderhawks in front here in the first set. So set number one, 17-15. Heyer back to serve, lobs it up to Forden in the back row. Larson with the back set over to Briley. Minnick, right pin, kaboom! Big one right there for Briley Minnick. That'll be number three on the day for her. And to make it 17-16, Red Devils just down by a point. 17-16 here, Red Devils. Briley Minnick with the serve. Lobs it up into the back row for Gudik. 10-foot line bump set here to the outside. Rolling it over the top and getting it to go is Marissa Beckman. her first kill and make it 18-16. It's a great job by Beckman. Kind of had to go back off the back foot, rolled it over the top, and just put it where no Red Devils were. 18-16 here in set number one. And a long serve for Jocelyn Perez. We'll go over everybody. That's service error number three for the Thunderhawks to make it 18-17. Oberlin not going to go away, and Wheatland Grinnell knows that. And I think Shannon Foster does too, because she just said we cannot keep making these unforced errors. Lob pass over. Gudick with a tough dig. Was able to dig it out. Now a sneaky set back over there, and it's going to work out. Emily Heyer, man, what a time to put that in there. Hadn't done it all game. Saw the circle with no Red Devils in the middle of the floor. Stuck it right in the middle of them. A couple were able to get there, but it falls down. Make it 19-17. To the outside, Fortin to Larson. Puts it under the back row. Perez lobs it up. Gudick now from the left pin. Fortin there in the left corner to dig it out. They'll go back row try here for Briley. Minnick with authority. She fell down after she did it. Gets up. Gudick with the kill try. No. Fortin back set. McCaden Ketchrell rolls it over. Throws it to ball in the back row. Gudick again tries to take some spin off of it. And instead they'll say going into the net was the Red Devils. And so Wheatland Grinnell will get the point, and they make it 20-17. So they've opened up a 3-point lead, one of their largest here over the middle part of the match, making her way kind of into the tail end now. Cheney, the serve, Fortin, the dive. They get him out of rotation. McKetchell's able to send it over on a free ball. Higher, the set. Down the middle for ball. Almost got it to go. Ketchrell just with a two-hand swat back over. Higher will go outside. Right pin this time for Gudick. Tries to go short. Fortin was able to get there. Cheney keeps it alive. Ball pushes it over. Jory Fortin there. McKetchell with a bump set up to Larson. Puts it off the box and out of bounds. And the Red Devils get the point to make it 20-18, and it either way it was going to be their point, but they officially say that I think ball ran into the net, but it went off her hands and out of bounds, so Red Devils would have got the point either way. 20-18, McCaden Ketchell with the serve, rolls it over the top here to Perez, long set for Heyer, over to Gudick, and she was just able to put enough on it to go right out of the blocks. It went off for Rodriguez and down, and so Gudick will get herself a kill. And back to serve Gudick this time. Sends it long. So 21-19. Red Devils down by two. Back to serve is Rodriguez. Maria Rodriguez for the Lady Red Devils. On the back row, Cheney. They'll go outside. Bixman off the top of the block. Story Fortin there to clean it up. Lippelman sets it up outside. Elsie Larson with a tap over to ball. Back to her. Down the middle. Is it in? No, it is out. Ball just sent it a little too long. Attack air number five for the Thunderhawks to make it 21-20. Rodriguez back to Cheney in the back row on the serve. To the outside. Big swing. Bixman, no. Takes some off of it. Fortin there to read it. Now to the outside. Larson with a big kaboom shot. Almost got it to go. Back on the free ball. On the overpass. Briley Minnick has to send it over on a free ball. Two-hand swat. Back to Bixman. Big swing. Off the top of the tape. She taps it back and is able to get it in. How about that? Natalie Bixman swung it. Hit it off the top of the tape. And the blocks, and then she just tapped it right back over and down and is able to get another kill. That's three for her. Make it 22-20. Red Devils still within the match here. 3 points away are the Thunderhawks from a set one win. Thunderhawks put it up into the back left corner for Ketchrell. Back set, Jory Fortin. Over to Briley Minnick off the top of the blocks, but kept alive by Gudick. Outside, picks him in again, but this one goes into the net. And make it attack air number 5, 22-21 now. And Olivia Ball will check back in. Jenna Fortin is back in for Jory Fortin. And back to serve is Elsie Larson here, 22-21. Anytime Larson has served, the Red Devils have seemed to get a few points in a row here. And we'll see if they can do it. She was on that 6-0 run to make it 14-13 a while ago. Larson puts it up to Perez in the back row. Trying to sneak it over the top was higher. That time it's not going to work. And we're tied at 22. Shannon Foster has seen enough. She wants another timeout. And we will keep it right here. 22-22, set number one between the Red Devils and the Thunderhawks. Like to give a big thanks to some more of our sponsors today. Aqua Shield Roofing, Bainter Oil, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, First State Bank of Hoxie, FNB Bank of Oberlin, and Frederickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping us out. Once again, 22-22, set number one. The same match last year, the first game of the season between Oberlin and Wheatland Grinnell, went to three sets. Oberlin won the first set 25-23, then would come back to lose the next two 25-20, 25-15. They lost to Wheatland Grinnell twice last year in three sets, and then one other time in two at the Thunderhawk, the Gove County Invitational. 22-all. Elsie Larson with the serve. Puts it up to the back row. Gudik on the run. Chaney now bumps it up to Bixman, who just taps it over. Fortin there. Larson with a set to Minnick down the middle. Off the blocks and down! Briley Minnick with her fourth kill. And this one gives the Red Devils the lead. 23-22. Larson back to serve again, 23-22. This one twiggles the twine. Perez puts it up in the air. Gudik with a two-hand swat over the free ball. Red Devils on the attack here to the middle. Briley Minnick again off the box, and a big one right there. It was either Jocelyn Perez or Bixman. I'm thinking it's Perez with her reaction, her first block of the night, and it ties it up at 23 apiece. Red Devils went back to where they had gotten the last kill there with Minnick. The Thunderhawks read it, and now they've got the serve. Higher. The setter puts it up into the back left corner for Ketrell. Red Devils on the attack again with Briley Minnick. Joe's a little bit more angular here and soft to Gudik. Now Perez down the middle, kept alive by Ketrell in the back row. Outside Weigel on the right pin, blocked up there. Now she just shoves it back over. Higher, tight against the net. Down the middle, Perez sends it right back to Larson. Minnick with the set. Outside Weigel got to go with the right hand on the left side. Not what she wanted. Now Bixman with a two-hand swat over. Minnick digs it out. They'll go back to her down the middle again. Big swat. Swing off the box. It's going to fall down. Kill number five for Minnick. And a Red Devil lead, 24-23. So set point for the Red Devils here in set one. Can they get it done? Jenna Fortin back to serve. Fortin lobs it up out of the back row. Perez will get called for the lift. And the Red Devils win set one, 25-23 on the ace from Jenna Fortin. So we will take a break in between set number one and set two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead after the 25-23 win at 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Grainfield as the Red Devils take set number one, 25-23 over the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks. The Red Devils using a couple of big runs to keep themselves in the game, one especially down the stretch as the Red Devils were looking down 21-18 at one point, and they come back to get the win 25-23. So the Red Devils will try to make it two in a row here as we make our way into set number two. Like I mentioned, the Red Devils last season went to three sets with the Thunderhawks twice and were not able to walk away with a win in any of them. So hopefully they don't have that in the back of their mind. I know Wheatland Grinnell does. And this tells you how good Wheatland Grinnell was in three-set matches last season and why they were a state tournament team. They went 10-1 in three-set matches last season. Oberlin 3-10. Just think, a couple of those go your way, a couple of them don't. Maybe you're not in the state tournament. Maybe Oberlin's in the state tournament. I mean, it's just that's just kind of how that those three-set matches work. And I know we haven't got to the three-set yet, but Wheatland Grinnell, they kind of are very good at the three-set match, very good at sending it to three sets. And if they want to do that here, they'll have to win this set. Oberlin last season just swept nine teams all year. Nine of their 13 wins came in a sweep. And they were only swept 13 times last season. Played in a lot of three-set matches. So, and we'll see if they can just make this first one two as we get ready to go for set number two here from Grainfield. The Red Devils winning set number one, 25-23. Couple of big names in that first set. Bridley Minnick with 5 kills herself. Wheatland Grinnell with some great stats. Natalie Bixman with 3. Jocelyn Perez with 2. Olivia Ball with 2 as well. And the Thunderhawks really missing Carolyn Schroeder, who just could literally hit the leather off the volleyball. But Olivia Ball, Bixman, Goodick have all kind of tried to replace that kill ratio, I guess you could say, and have done a pretty good job throughout the first set. The Red Devils missing a great senior class from last season, but you wouldn't be able to tell from the way they just played. And talking with Lachelle Barr, we'll hear her interview coming up here in just a little bit. But she said this Oberlin, one of the scrappiest teams she has ever seen. That was just a scrappy game from the Red Devils. Fortin able to dig out the first serve. Back outside. Minnick puts it off the top of the blocks. Great dive right there by Heyer. Set up. Bixman down the middle for Perez. Jory Fortin with the dig in the back row. Now sending it over on a free ball. Jenna Fortin now down the middle. Jocelyn Perez off the top of the blocks. Jory Fortin comes in. Sets it up to Elsie Larson, who puts it off the top of the blocks. Almost down there. Now sent over on a free ball. Hard free ball from Bixman. Jory Fortin from the 10-foot line. Elsie Larson trying to roll it down into the left corner. Sends it long. And it's 1-0 Thunderhawks. So Wheatland takes a 1-0 lead here in set number one. Heyer, the setter, back to serve, twiggles the twine. Jory Fortin comes in with a set to Larson from the right pin, puts it off the top of the blocks. Bump set here from Perez. Outside, Bixman into the back row for Ketchrell. Tough set. Jory Fortin just has to put it over. Heyer with a back set to the outside, and putting it down is Beckman. Marissa Beckman with her second kill, and that'll make it 2-0 here in favor of the Thunderhawks. So back to serve once again. Here is Heyer. Heyer lobs it up over the top. This one goes to Jenna Fortin. Jory Fortin with the set up to Elsie Larson off the blocks. It'll go down and back off the top. Actually hit Bixman in the head. Looks like she's going to be okay, but it will count as a point and a kill for Elsie Larson. So Elsie with her second makes it 2-1. Larson sends a hard one right under the net. Just the second service error that I have for the Lady Red Devils. Like I mentioned, kind of one of their things last season that might have affected them in a few matches was the serving, and this year it's been pretty clean so far to start. 3-1. Back to serve is Hannah here for the Thunderhawks, and she'll serve it wide. That's number 7 on the Thunderhawks. Three to two, set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Jenna Fortin back to serve. Lobs it up over the top here to Goodick in the back corner. They're going to go down the middle for Perez. Puts it off the blocks. Kept alive by Bennick. She was the one to block it. Now over on a free ball to Bixman. Out to Goodick. She puts it off the top of the tape. Here comes the Thunderhawks again. Beckman just sends it over on a free ball. Down the middle. Bradley Minnick. Big swing off the blocks. Keeps it alive herself to go to the outside. McCaden Ketchell from the right pin. She has to go off the blocks. Kept alive by Larson somehow. She puts it over on a free ball to the outside. Goodick two-hand swat over. Larson lobs it up to the front. Minnick too close. And the Red Devils will get called for a 4-hitter and make it 5-2. So the Red Devils there. Larson put some spin on it to kind of stop it from going over the net, and it just carried too far into the net for Minnick, and then it kind of went south from there. Larson with the back set. Minnick runs in after it was short, and they are going to call the Thunderhawks in the net there. So it'll make it 4-3. This is what they have on the scoreboard. Thought it was 5-3, but it's 4-3, and now it's 5-3 as Minnick serves it into the net. So just as after I was praising the Red Devils so far this season on the serving, couple of bad serves to start it out here in set 2. Ketchrell with the dig to the outside. Rodriguez from the 10-foot line. Sent it short. I think Ball might have been able to get a hand on it. But if not, it just went right into the tape. So attack here, number five for the Red Devils, and to make it 6-3 as the Thunderhawks open up a three-point lead. Catcher on the back row, lobs it up over to Weigel. Weigel over the top of everybody. Chasing the back row, the libero, ball with a two-hand swat over, gives it up to Larson, the backside of the back row, Minnick with authority, almost got it to go down to the outside, here's Goodick again, wraps it around, the blocks, put it tough for Ketrell, coming in to save it is Weigel, she'll come in late, and it'll fall down to make it 7-3. Great job by Goodick, didn't jump on that, just sent it, wrapped it around the blocks and sent it to where it was going to have to be in, and she got it. Now Fortin with a tough pass, and McCaden Ketrell will send it long, and the Red Devils are down by 5, 8-3. Timeout taken by head coach Lindsey Fortin. We'll take a break with her. It is the Red Devils down 8-3 in set 2. Here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Grainfield, set number 2, as it is 8-3, Oberlin in a tough bind here in set number 2, down by 5, but rallied just like that in the first. And Cheney with a great serve there. Gets the Red Devils out of rotation, but McCaden Ketrell almost catches her out of rotation. Now the Red Devils will get it back on the attack. Ketrell with a bump set. Weigel just has to bump set it back over. Ball down the middle, off the blocks, kill for her. And Olivia Ball with kill number 3 to make it 9-3 here in set number 2. So a 6-point lead the Thunderhawks have opened up. Cheney back to serve, lobs it up and over the back right corner. Lob set back row. Minnick just pushes it over with two hands. Higher the set to the outside. Goodick lobs it up over the top to Minnick. Outside here for Ketrell. She rolls it over the back row. Higher again with a sneaky set across. Larson is there to Ketrell, too tight. Is able to tap it over, though, into the net. And the Red Devils, oh my goodness, Bixman able to put it over at the last second. Now Rodriguez taps it over. They say she got too much. No, they say the Thunderhawks got too much of the net, and the Red Devils will get the point. So make it 8-4, 9-4. 8-4, and now they have it 9-4, and I think that's they corrected the scoring there. Ball will go off the top of the twine, falls off Rodriguez's hands and down. It's Olivia Ball again with another kill. That makes 4 for her. Make it 10-4 here in set number 2. Back to serve is Goodick. Sends a long pass over to Larson. They'll go back to her here on the left pin, and it pushed her just a little wide. She tried to use the right hand to maybe wrap it around the blocks and did not catch a good piece of it at all, and it's a 7-point lead here. Attack air number 6 for the Red Devils at 11-4. Goodick again puts into the back row for Minnick. Set up Jory Fortin down the middle. Rodriguez using the angles. Puts it to the right corner and down. And Maria Rodriguez with her first kill. And that'll make it 11-5. So 11-5. Red Devils in front. Back to serve. McKinnon Ketrell lobs it up to Cheney in the back row. The bump set up front here, pushing it over the top and down with a big kill. Natalie Bixman, her fourth, and to make it 12-5. So a kill for a kill, an eye for an eye, and it's a 7-point lead again for the Thunderhawks as Adrian Harabi will come in to serve. She lobs it up over the top to Ketrell in the back row. The set from Jory Fortin. Outside Rodriguez to Cheney in the back row. Back to Bixman. This one goes into the net. Attack air 6. And to make it 12-6. Red Devils only down by 6. So the Hawks nest, home of the Thunderhawks here. Red Devils faithful, traveling well again today. 12-6, slobs it up into the back row. Great dig, Goodick to the outside. Bixman off the top of the blocks. Kept alive by Jory Fortin. And McCaden Ketrell sends it over on a free ball. Great save by the Red Devils, but Perez trying to come back down the middle off the top of Minnick's blocks to the outside. Larson, she puts it down with authority to Ball, who puts it off of the basketball hoop. No one was there to get it. And the Red Devils will get the kill. Elsie Larson will. And to make it 3 for her, 12-7. Rodriguez puts it into the net. Make it 4th one on that front. 13-7. Back to a 6-point lead. Heyer, the setter, back to serve. Heyer lobs it up over the top into the back row for Fortin. Lob pass outside. Jory Fortin sticking it over the net. There was Larson, kept alive by the Thunderhawks. Now pushed over by Bixman on the free ball. Up front here to Minnick. Minnick two-hand swat over into the back corner for Gudik. Outside Bixman again. Off the top of the blocks and down. Natalie Bixman with her 5th kill. Make it 14-7. And the Thunderhawks are rolling here in set number 2. As they try to force it to go to a third set here. Lobs it up over the top and out of bounds. So that was higher. Service error number 8 for the Thunderhawks. Red Devils won set 1, 25-23. Down in set 2 by 6, 14-8. And this serve here from Larson goes hard into the net. Make it 15-8. Red Devils definitely in need of a nice long run of points, obviously, but haven't been able to do that yet. Lob pass under the back left corner, Ketchrell. Larson sets up Weigel outside, lays it up over the top to Gudik, down the middle, Perez! And Larson's able to bump it up with her chest. Now Weigel, two-hand, swats it over the top of everybody, and it goes down! Shelby Weigel will take that any day of the week. Her first kill makes it 15-9. She just essentially tapped it over, and it was just high enough to go over the top of Gudik, and it falls in to make it 15-9 here in set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead, down by 6. Slobs it up short. Chaney with a sliding dive to keep it alive. Perez on the free ball. Here comes Minnick down the middle. Now just wraps it in and puts it into the front right corner. Sent it short, and it worked out. Riley Minnick now with kill number 6. And to make it 15-10. Jenna Fortin back to serve again. The Red Devils haven't had that one server that went on a long run like Elsie Larson did twice in the last game, last set anyway. And Beckman tries to go off the top of the blocks, but they say it will hit the antenna, and that'll give the Red Devils the point, so 15-11. Red Devils now only down by 4. Short serve, Fortin! Perez comes in along with Gudik. It goes off of one of their hands, out of bounds. It's an ace, and the Red Devils have cut the lead to 3. Timeout on the floor, taken by Shannon Foster. We'll take one with her. Red Devils in front, 15-12 and set 2. Welcome back here from the Hawks Nest in Grainfield, where the score is 15-12. Thunderhawks in front here in set number 2. Oberlin with a 1-set-none lead. Back to Gudik. They'll go back to Perez down the middle. Puts it right to Fortin in the back row. Larson digs it out over to Minnick. Minnick in the middle sends over a free ball. It touches the back of the line and goes down. And Briley Minnick will get kill number 7 on the day with that one. That's not at all what they were wanting to do there. She was just wanting to put it over into the middle. 15-13, set number 2, up into the front row here for Heyer to Perez. Perez trying to tap it over, rolls off the top of the twine and down, and make it 15-14. So the Red Devils with a lot of momentum on their side. Jenna Fortin, long serve. Chaney, miscommunication with Gudik. Gudik lobs it up to the front for Heyer. Free ball. Rodriguez to Fortin. Bump set up here. Ketchrell rolls it over in a free ball to Chaney. To Heyer in the middle. Outside. Big swing. Gudik sends it long. 15 all. Set number 2. The Red Devils down by as many as 7 in this set. Twice or more, and they have come back to tie it at 15 apiece. Jenna Fortin on this Red Devil 7-0 run, and it will be ended on a service error number 6, and the Thunderhawks will get it back 16-15. So 16-15 here, set number 2. Red Devils playing scrappy, staying in it. Thunderhawks, a lot of mistakes that has kind of kept the Red Devils in it too. Larson, the bump set to Ketrell, lobs it over. Great sliding dig there for Bixman. Outside, Gooden puts it short, blocked by Weigel, but it stays down on the Red Devils' side. So kill for Gooden, her second, and to make it 17-15. Lob pass into the back row. Great dig there by Forden. Outside, big swing. Briley Minnick just put it into the net. That's attack error number 7. Lobs it up into the back row here for Minnick. She put it up with two hands. Larson kind of misread it. Dove for it. It goes out of bounds. And make it 19-15 just like that. Timeout on the floor. Lindsay Fortin will take one with her. 19-15, set number 2 here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Hawks Nest in Grainfield, where the Thunderhawks have got a 19-15 lead on the Lady Red Devils in set 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. And Perez out of the timeout goes into the net on the service error. And to make it 19-16, Red Devils went on a 7-0 run to tie the game. Now down by 3 again. Briley Minnick back to serve. Briley with a long serve to the back row. Gooden will go back to her. This time, no, to ball down the middle. Kind of snuck it around. Ball goes over the top. Gets the block and puts it in. Olivia Ball, 5'9", really with the legs. I mean, she is all legs and all arms, and she's got to be looking like 6'4" out there on the court. 20-16 now. Red Devils down by 4. They send it over on a free ball to the outside. Gooden rolls it over to Fortin. Great dig. Elsie Larson sets it up down the middle. Maria Rodriguez off the top of the blocks. Higher now trying to sneak it over. Kept alive by Ketrell. One-handed stab there from Larson. Kept alive by Weigel on the free ball. Down the middle. Ball shoots it long. Attack error 10 for the Thunderhawks. Red Devils now to cut it to a 3-point lead. 20-17, and Jordy Fortin, the 5'2 freshman who has had a really good game today, has come in, played center very nicely, and has served very nicely as well, as that one will be spun over the top to Perez in the back row. Now she's sneaky, sets it over the top, does air higher, kept alive by Minnick, Ketchel with a free ball over to higher in the middle, to the outside, Gooden trying to shoot it long, kept alive by Fortin, Larson sends it towards the middle, Ketchel on the free ball, to Cheney the libero for the Thunderhawks, down the middle, ball again, this one will stay in, Olivia Ball with kill 6, and make it 21-17. So the Red Devils down by 4, have been down as many as 7 twice in this match. And now down by 4 here, and this one goes into the net for Gooden. Make it 10 service errors for the Thunderhawks. It's 21-18, set 2, Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. 25-23, they won set 1. McCaden Ketrell back to serve here, lobs it up over the top, and puts it long. Point for the Thunderhawks. And make it 22-18, seventh service error. Red Devils only had 2 coming into this set, so 5 in the set, and it's 22-18. 4-point lead again for the Thunderhawks. Back to serve. Here is Hannah, pops it up to Ketrell. Outside Rodriguez, over on the free ball, kept alive by Gooden to Bixman. Big swing off the blocks, but they say the Red Devils are into the net. And it's 23-18, so they've opened up a 5-point lead, largest it's been in a while. And the Thunderhawks are 2 points away from winning set 2 and forcing the third set. Into the back row and out. There was Harabi. That's 11 service errors now. Make it 23-19, back to a 4-point game here in set number 2. Maria Rodriguez back to serve. Rodriguez pops it over and into the net. No one wants to serve it in. 24-19, set point here in set 2 for the Thunderhawks. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. If they want to win this, they'll have to win 7 straight points to do it. Lobs it up over the top, into the back row. Great dig right there by Fortin to the outside. Larson puts it over the top to Beckman. Higher comes in, 10-foot line set, and rolling it over the top of everybody. And out of bounds is Bixman. That's number 11 for her. Jory Fortin will check out. Shelby Weigel back in. Elsie Larson, who had a little bit of a spark there in set one twice with a couple of big runs for the Red Devils, back to serve. Red Devils down by four, 24-20, set two. Set point for the Thunderhawks. Ball with the dig down the middle. Perez puts it over the top to Ketrell. To Larson, the set down the middle. Briley Minnick puts it down. It's in. Kill number eight for her and make it 24-21. They're not going to go away. That's what Lindsay Fortin has said. She's loved about the squad. They don't give up. They continue to fight. And that's what they're doing here. Down by three. Into the back row for Perez. Tight set to the outside. Big swing. Bixom off the top of the tape. There was Minnick to get it. Now they'll go back to her down the middle. And she's got another kill. Back to back. It's nine on the day for her. Make it 24-22. Set point down by six. Now we got this, is what the Red Devils are saying. Down by two here. Still in set two for the tie. Larson lobs it up over the top to Perez. Tight set again. Down the middle. Perez off the blocks and down. And that finishes him off. Jocelyn Perez with her third kill. Finally does it. 25-22. And we will be heading to a third set here from the Hawks Nest in Grainfield. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, set three, we're all knotted up at one apiece here between Lake Grinnell and Oberlin on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Hawks Nest in Grainfield, Kansas, where we are back with set number three of Lady Red Devil Volleyball between Wheatland Grinnell and the Oberlin Lady Red Devils, as Oberlin won set one, 25-23. Wheatland Grinnell comes back, wins set two, 25-22. The Red Devils were down by seven as many as three times in that second set, and were still able to bring it back to almost within three, going on a little bit of a run down the stretch there as they were down by four, down by five, 24-19, and ended up making it 25-22 at the break. Larson to serve it off here for the start of the third set to Cheney. Higher, big pass outside to Bixman, and she'll send it long. That's attack error number 12, and the Red Devils will take a 1-0 lead. Into the back row, higher outside, Bixman again. This time, knows it and gets it good, but Ketrell sends it over to Briley Minnick on a free ball, and then she sticks it in a hole and make it 2-0, Red Devils in front. So Briley Minnick with a couple of those today. 2-0, Red Devils in front, set three, winner take all. Higher, the set down the middle for Perez. Ketrell is there to dig it out in the back row. Larson, lob sets it up here to Weigel, who rolls it over. Now tight at the net, the joust, and they say Minnick goes into the net to make it 2-1. And Wheatland Grinnell were served for the first time here in set number three. 2-1, this one will go to 25 points. And that will determine the winner. So the race to 25. Here is the first serve. Over into the back row. And ACE ace for the Thunderhawks, as that ace will come from Emily Heyer, her first. Make it 2-2 here in set number three now. Heyer lobs it up and over the top of the back row. Great dig there. Popped up by Larson. Rolling over the top. Weigel, and blocked down by Jocelyn Perez. Her second block. She's got three kills and two blocks on the day, and make it 3-2. So just as quickly as a 2-0 lead open for the Red Devils, it's now been lost, and they're down by a point. 3-2. Long serve to the back row for Rodriguez. The set from Larson. Down the middle. Minnick! And she's got 11. Double-digit kills here for Briley Minnick, and she makes it 3-3. Briley, all of last season, just 159 kills, was kind of somewhat the main attacker, but really was kind of one of the main setters last year. The outside, big swing. Beckman, she puts it down the right line and in. Great shot right there by Marissa Beckman, her third kill, and it's 4-3 for the Thunderhawks. Back and forth we go through our first 10 points, only through seven of them, But through this opening first 10 points here, it's been back and forth. 4-3, back to serve. Brielle Hanna, the junior, lobs it up over. Great sliding dive for Fortin, but it comes up short. And Hanna will get the ace and make it 5-3. And the Thunderhawks have opened up a 2-point lead here in set number 3. Match tied at 1 apiece. Lob pass over into the back left corner there. Great dig, Rodriguez. Outside, long pass on the free ball from Ketchrell. Perez keeps it alive to Gudik, who rolls it off the top of the blocks. Larson with a tight set. Sneaks it in between everybody. Elsie Larson will make it 4 on the day for her and make it 5-4 in set 3. Elsie Larson, great time to do that as she just was able to catch him right off a guard there. 5-4, set 3. And here's the serve from Minnick. Puts it into Cheney. Goes off her hands. Almost was an ace. Kept alive by Bixom. And over on the free ball, Beckman up to the 10-foot line. The set, it was trying to go to the back row. Now Rodriguez just takes it, puts it over. Gudik with a roll shot. Almost puts it in. Great dive. Fortin outside. Ketchrell off the top of the blocks. Kept alive by Bixom in back row. Outside Gudik. Let pin. And it's kept alive with a one-hand stab by Minnick. Now Ketchrell's got to wrap it around the antenna. She can't do it. Give the point to the Thunderhawks, and it's 6-4. But a great rally there to try to tie it up from the Red Devils again. 6-4, set number 3. Back to serve, lobs it up over the top is Perez. Larson, long set outside. Weigel taps it over with a palm, too short, into the nets. Yes, she did. Ball kept it alive, but just was too short of it there, and it makes it 6-5, as when she slid just a little too far and went over the crossover line. 6-5 here in the third set. Knotted up at 1 apiece. Back to serve is Jory Fortin. Puts it into the back row for Gudik. Gets him out of rotation and makes it an ace. Jory Fortin, the freshman, who is having one heck of a game, I might add, ties us up at 6. Fortin again with a serve. Puts it into the Gudik in the back left corner. The bump set. Gudik just punches it over. Larson keeps it alive. Fortin with a set to the back row. Minnick with authority into the back left corner. Too short. Ball plays it off the top of the net. Tapped down by Rodriguez. Kept alive by Heyer. To Ball and a free ball. And it will lay in. Olivia Ball doing everything she could there. Did a great job playing that off the net instead of trying to go into the net. And it makes it 7-6, Thunderhawks. Cheney into the back middle row to the outside. Rodriguez just punches it over to Heyer. Ball trying to wrap it back in again. She can't that time. Rodriguez down the middle, over the top of the blocks, and in front of Bixman and down for the kill. So Maria Rodriguez with her second kill of the night ties us up at 7 apiece. Here in set number 3, set scores 1 apiece. Red Devils won set 1, Thunderhawks win set 2, and Heyer dumps it over the top, tried to sneak it in there to the front left portion of the playing surface and just send it a little too long, and makes it 8-7 here. Red Devils with their first lead in a long while. Ball down the middle and gets it right back to tie. Olivia Ball with 8 kills on the day, ties us up at 8 apiece. And that'll be Gudik sending it back here into the back row. Gudik to serve, lobs it up to the back row for Ketchrell. The bump set Fortin to Larson, who bumps it over herself on a free ball. Now she tries to go for the kill and just sends it long. It was a smart move. Lindsay Fortin liking what she did there, but just saying just take a little bit off of it. It's 9-8. Gudik again with a hard serve to the back row for Ketchrell. Fortin with the set outside. Bradley Minnick just punches it over into the back row for Bixman. Down the middle this time, higher to the center, trying to get the kill. She can't. Lippelman up front to Rodriguez. Rodriguez rolls it over. Higher outside. Bixman, big swing, sends it long. And to make it 14 attack errors for the Thunderhawks. And we're knotted up at 9 apiece again. So back and forth we go. Rodriguez with a short serve to Gudik in the back right corner. Down the middle, ball taps it over and in. Olivia Ball with 9, and I'm thinking Shannon Foster saying we need to keep going to her as she will check out of the contest, though. So not her rotation. 10-9 and a back to serve will be Hannah. So Hannah will check in to serve here. Set number three. Lobs it up to Larson in the back row. Send it off of her wrist. It'll go down as an ace for Hannah, her second. And it's 11-9. 2-point lead opened up for the Thunderhawks here after we were knotted up at 9 apiece. Hannah again back to serve. This time from the right side. Puts it long into the back row. Make it 12 service errors for the Thunderhawks. And it's 11-10. 11-10. Set three. Larson back to serve. Santa will check back out here for ball. We'll go into the back right corner. Four in the back for the Thunderhawks. Larson puts it to Cheney in the middle. To Heyer. Quickly outside. Bixman off the top of the blocks. Down. Kept alive by Ketrels. Trying to sneak it in was Larson. Down the middle this time for Perez. And she's able to shoot it to the wide open hole in the back left corner. And puts it in for the kill. That'll be Jocelyn Perez's fourth. And to make it 12-10 now for the Thunderhawks. 32-10 last season. That's what the Thunderhawks were. 13-23 were the Red Devils. And, man, do we have ourselves a match to start the season. Bump set over. Weigel over the top. Great dig in the back row by Gudik. Now pushing it over. Bixman down the middle. Briley Minnick. Big swing. Met there by the blocks. They'll try to go back to her again. This time they're not going to get it. Went off the blocks. Ball keeps it alive. Bixman puts it in. Natalie Bixman, that is what, three or four times now here in this third set that they've had nothing. Speaking for the Thunderhawks, they've really had nothing, and just a free ball has landed where no Red Devils are. This one will drop home. The line judge was going to call it out. Instead, it ends in an ace for Emily Heyer, her second. Timeout on the floor taken by Lindsay Fortin. We'll take one with her. 14-10, Thunderhawks in front here in set three on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Grainfield on 101.1 KFNF, where it's 14-10, Thunderhawks over the Lady Red Devils in set three. Red Devils won set one, 25-23. Thunderhawks came back to win set two, 25-22. The lob set into the back left corner there for Ketrell. Kept alive up front. Briley Minnick at the joust with Perez. Wins it. Gets her 12th kill. First one in a while, and it makes it 14-11. They need her to get hot again. Because, man, she was red hot there down the stretch in that second set and really led the Red Devils back in it. Fortin almost with an ace. Kept alive. Higher outside. Bixman off the blocks. The pancake try from Larson comes up short. And to make it 15-11, Natalie Bixman with kill seven. So 15-11. Bixman with seven kills. Olivia Ball with nine. But leading all attackers today is Briley Minnick with 12. Unofficially, according to the Sam Knoll stats. Lobs it up into the back left corner, Rodriguez, and sent it too far over, and able to take care of it was Beckman. That's four kills for her, 16-11. The Red Devils down by five. They were down by as many as seven three different times last set. Now they're down by five here in the decisive winner take all. Can they take it home? Rodriguez on the free ball, bumps it up to Perez, back to her down the middle, and instead Larson's able to bump it up to Fortin. The set outside, Ketrell forces it long, out of bounds, 10 attack errors, 17-11. So we were once tied at 11-11, and now just like that, Thunderhawks back in front. Rodriguez almost falling over, able to get it. Ketrell at the net, the joust. Perez was able to get it back on her side. Now a free ball sent over. Larson back to Ketrell, who two-hand swats it over. Higher, the back set outside. Big swing. Beckman, it's down for a kill. So Marissa Beckman now with five kills. 18-11, timeout on the floor taken by Lindsay Fortin. We'll take one with her. 18-11, Thunderhawks, set three here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here to Grainfield. Set number three, the Red Devils and the Thunderhawks split the first two. And the decisive third one, the Thunderhawks in front 18-11 here. Out of the Oberlin Lady Red Devil timeout. Minnick on the free ball over the back left corner. Kept alive by Hannah up front here for Goodick. She swats it over. Larson down the middle. Bradley Minnick, big swing off the blocks. Did it go in? What were they going to say? The up official is now going to have to come and talk. And they give the point to the Thunderhawks. It looked like it went off the blocks from this perspective, but I guess the line judge said it goes off the net. So it'll be an attack here for the Red Devils and make it 19-11. Now this one's into the net. Perez with a block, excuse me. And she puts it down. Jocelyn Perez with her third block. And it makes it 20-11. Red Devils down by as many as they've ever been down out of all three sets today. 9 points. This one twiggles the twine and it's in for an ace. For Brielle Hannah, her third ace of the game. And all three have come in this set, 21-11. They've opened up a 10-point lead. Into the back row here for Fortin. Tough serve. She's able to keep it alive. Now Weigel on the free ball. Into the back row for Hannah. Higher sets it up down the middle. Perez into the middle of the circle. But right there to get it was Larson. Now Ketrell wraps it around the antenna. Gets it back. Now sends it back to Cheney in the back row. Higher outside. Goodick. Big swing into the middle where no one is. And Evangeline Goodick with kill number three, and it makes it 22-11 here in set number three. And the Red Devils, just nothing going their way in this third set down the stretch. Into the back row for Rodriguez. Popped up here from Ketrell. Punched over. Higher. Up front, Goodick. The lob pass over, and it's in. 23-11. The Red Devils doing everything they can to try to get a point here. And it's kind of one of those things, you're doing everything you can, but you just can't get a point. And now a rotation error called on the Red Devils to make it 24-11. So 24-11 here in set number three. Hannah back to serve to try to end it. Fortin pops it up to Larson. The bump set outside. Bradley Minnick, big swing off the blocks. And it plays back to Hannah. Goes off her hands. Out of bounds. So another kill for Bradley Minnick. That's 13 for her. And the Red Devils trying to get some late life here as Bradley Minnick will go back to serve. 24-12. Set number three in the decisive third set. Red Devils won set one and trying to go for the reverse sweep here of the Thunderhawks. Looks it back over the top of the net. Here to the back row, great dig, Bixman. Now coming in to save it higher. Goodick sends it over to the free ball. Larson sets it up back row. Bradley Minnick, big swing and a kill! Make it 14 for Bradley Minnick. And the Red Devils aren't done yet, 24-13. So down by 11. Minnick pops it up over the top of the twine. Great serve. Perez down the middle. Sends it wide. And the Red Devils still have life. They've got to win 10 straight points now to tie it and send it to where the winner would have to get 26. Here's Minnick. The serve. It goes into the net, and that will end it. So a tough way for the Red Devils to lose the third set. But the Thunderhawks had everything going their way down the stretch, and they win the third set 25-14. We'll take a quick break when we come back, get you your final numbers, and we'll take another little bit of a break and be back with more volleyball here from the Hawks Nest in Grainfield on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Grainfield, wrapping things up for our first game of the day where it's a tough one. The Red Devils, who won set one 25-23, end up getting reverse swept by the Thunderhawks of Wheatland-Grinnell, who would come back to win set two 25-22 and set three 25-14. The Red Devils and the Thunderhawks were tied at 10 at one point in the third set. But the Thunderhawks end up just pulling away down the stretch. Seemed like they could do no wrong, and they get the win 25-14 there in the final set. Take you through some individual numbers, unofficial individual numbers. We'll start with the Wheatland-Grinnell Thunderhawks. Evangeline Goodick finishes with 4 kills and 1 ace. Olivia Ball with 9 kills. 5 kills for Marissa Beckman. 7 for Natalie Bixenman. 1 kill for Emily Heyer and 2 aces. Jocelyn Perez with 4 kills and 3 blocks. And then Brielle Hanna with 3 aces. On the night, Wheatland Grinnell with 15 attack errors and 12 service errors. For Oberlin, they finish individually like this. Story Fortin with an ace. 1 kill for Riley Lippelman. 4 for Elsie Larson. 2 for Maria Rodriguez. 14 for Bradley Minnick. 1 for Shelby Weigel. And 1 block as well. They finish with 11 tack errors and 9 service errors. So the Red Devils drop to 0-1. We'll have one more match tonight. That'll be against Hoxie. And you see the two teams, if you're watching our YouTube stream, but right now the Oberlin JV squad and the Hoxie JV squad are out there warming up. So they will play that match, and then we'll be back with Oberlin Varsity versus Hoxie Varsity. So I have about an hour, maybe a little bit less here in between this match and our next match. But once again, Oberlin falling here 25-23. They win the first set, and then they fall 25-22, 25-14 in the next two. Like to give a big shout out and thank you to a few more of our sponsors here today. High Plains Podiatry, Hoxie State Insurance, JD Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solution, R&M Service Center, The Bank, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, Ward Drug Store, Watkins Realty and Insurance, Woofeter Pump and Well, Ray's Grocery and Nutrient Ag of Oberlin. Big thank you to all of them for helping us out, and Equity Bank and Hoxie for putting on high school sports, and especially Lady Red Devil Volleyball and Lady Indian Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. So once again, we will have about, I would say, a little bit, right around an hour in between now and our next match, as the Red Devils and the Hoxie Indians will be our next matchup varsity-wise. The JV match going on first, and then we'll have that varsity match coming up second. Once again, the Red Devils fall in the first game of the season to the Wheatland-Grinnell Thunderhawks by a final score of 2-1. The Red Devils win set 1, 25-23, but the Thunderhawks come back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-14. We'll be back with more volleyball here in just a little bit on 101.1 KFNF.